whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Well, good Tuesday afternoon to you. Sean Malone with you on AM 800 KREI as we're getting you ready with the Fleet's Equipment pregame show for the North County Raiders on their senior day, hosting the Valley Catholic Warriors, a rematch of the 10-7 defeat by the North County Raiders over the Valley Catholic Warriors on a just Saturday in the third-place game of the MAAA tournament. With the win, the North County Raiders, after that game, they advanced to 16-8 on the season all in all. Meanwhile, the Valley Catholic Warriors, they dropped down to 17-9 overall. District playoffs are right around the corner. We have two of the best teams in the listening area doing battle here. As mentioned, it is also senior day for the North County Raiders. 9 seniors will be honored. We'll talk about them a little bit later on in our broadcast, and you also hear about them from the coaches too. We'll talk first with head coach Chris McLean of the hosting North County Warriors. That's coming up on the other side of this break on AM 800 KREI.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
Capayas Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capayas Heating and Cooling also services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capayas Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That number again is 756-1224.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Welcome back to the Fleet's Equipment pregame show. Sean Malone now joined by head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Chris McLean. And Coach McLean, you faced off against this Valley Catholic Warrior team on Saturday, and you were able to win in comeback fashion. You think a win against a team like that is something that you can build on with the rest of the season moving forward and district playoffs right around the corner?
Yeah, you know, getting a win like that late in the year, coming back with a big situation like Bradley Smith stepped into. I mean, that's big no matter what time of the year it is, but especially coming down the stretch here at the end. You know, that's something nice that we can build on going into this week with seeing them again and Soxton, and then districts coming up on Saturday.
It's senior day available today as well, so talk about the senior class, the class of 2018, and what they've meant to your team.
You know, we've got 9 seniors, and most of these guys have been starting since they've been sophomores. So we're definitely going to miss these guys. They've been a great deal to our program, and it's going to be sad to see them go. But definitely hats off to them, and, you know, a lot of respect for what they've done for our program here the last 3 years.
With district playoffs right around the corner, how do you keep your team focused for a game that doesn't have implications on district seeding?
You know, we just want to come out today and play, you know, solid baseball game. You know, that's something we talk about before every game, being focused and you know, focusing in every pitch and every play of the game. And, you know, it's about it's about, you know, putting that on them and putting that ownership on them to be focused and come out. And we've got 9 seniors starting today, so these guys got a lot of experience. So hopefully we can come out today and have a lot of focus to start.
Jason McHuron on the mound. Give us a brief breakdown of him.
Jason's a senior. Hasn't thrown a whole lot for us this year, but he's a guy that's going to come out and going to throw a lot of strikes for us. And he's got a fastball curveball. And hopefully he can come out and get us through as much as he can get us through. And as long as he can pitch to contact and we can let our defense work, I think he'll be just fine out there.
Do you have any keys for us this afternoon, Coach?
Just have fun today. I mean, it's that time of the year where we want to come out and have fun. We've got a great day to play today, so we want to come out, have fun, and put a quality game together and see what happens in the end.
Coach, the rest of your team is behind you waiting for you. I'm going to let you get back to them. Thanks a lot for your time, and best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Coach Chris McLean of the North County Raiders joining us on AM 800 KREI.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Welcome back to the Equipment Pregame Show on AM 800 KREI. Sean Malone now joined by head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Coach Nathan Gagan. Coach Gag, you're facing off against the North County Raiders again for the second time in just a few days. You played them on Saturday. Tough loss on Saturday. They were able to come back against you guys. You took the late lead, but couldn't hang on to it. Now that you've had a chance to really sit back and dwell on that game, what are your reactions to it?
You know, they're really good. They know how to hit the baseball. And, we just make enough play. We didn't play clean enough, and they played better than us. It's pretty simple. I think we've kind of proved ourselves we can play with them. So hopefully that gives us a little something today that if we can play cleaner, maybe we can steal one away from them.
You mentioned not playing clean. Does it feel this late in the season that you can kind of use that to your advantage as a coach, especially in a conference tournament with the district playoffs right around the corner where, all right, time to get them focused up and let them know that this is for real from now on?
Sure. I hope they understand the circumstances that they're going to be playing under here in a few days. So today's a great day. We started it yesterday, actually, against Cape Central. I thought we played one of our better games of the year against them. And hopefully you can build on it today, because, you know, what you did yesterday doesn't mean a whole lot if you can't build on it today. So hopefully that's something that we're capable of doing.
You got Carter Roth on the mound. What does he bring?
We're going to staff this game. Everybody's going to throw a little bit. But Carter's a kid who absolutely competes. He's got an attitude on the mound. I'm sure you'll see it. But he wants the ball, and he's confident in his pitches. He throws 3. He's got kind of a big slow bender, and then he throws a splitter. Similar to what his older brother Wade did for us back in, 2011. He competes, and actually all our kids compete on the mound. But we trust Carter to get outs, and we'll see what he's got today.
Beautiful day for some baseball. You got any keys for today's game?
Score more runs. No, I won't ever say that.
Mathematically, that is a good key.
Thank you. Thank you. I devised that myself. I'm writing a whole book about it.
May not be a long one.
No, it's not too long. I got 3 chapters so far, 40 pages. No, sorry. I'm rambling.
No, it's fine.
I do that. Keys, let's see. I just want to see us stay focused at the plate, because I think we've been hitting the ball really well. I really do. And I know if you look at runs scored, it hasn't been great. You know, but I'm more concerned about the approach and are you hitting the ball hard? And I think we have been. So that's got to continue. And then one more time, no more free bases, no errors, no pass balls, not hitting cutoff, man, all that stuff. It matters, and we got to knock it off.
Coach, let me know when your book's available on Amazon. Until then, best of luck this afternoon. We'll talk to you after the game.
I appreciate it. I'll give you a discount.
Coach Nathan Gag of the Valley Catholic Warriors joining us on. And we'll keep it here on AM 800 KREI as the Senior Day festivities are done. And we'll give you a breakdown of the starting lineup. The North County Raiders going with all seniors for their starting lineup here on Senior Day. Drew Forney, the man behind the plate, will lead things off. Briley Smith will begin the game at shortstop. I put a little emphasis on that. We'll get to that in a second. He'll be batting second. In the three spot for now is Nick Parker, who currently stands in center field. In left field, batting cleanup is Sean Pernot. Carson Keekek's over at first base. Eli Claywell is in right field, batting sixth. Batting seventh in the order is Tucker Smith at third base. Jason McCurran, the man on the mound for the North County Raiders. He'll be batting eighth, and rounding out the lineup is Dawson Harper. The reason why I put some emphasis on the two and three spots, Briley Smith and Nick Parker, well, Nick Parker not available to play in the game. He'll be subbed out now for Colton Poorman, who will bat in the three spots. Briley Smith will then slide over from shortstop, where KP will play, into center field. So that's how the batting order looks for the North County Raiders as we're getting ready here on AM 800 KREI in just a few moments. And the first pitch swung on and lifted into right center field. That is going to drop for a base hit and roll all the way to the wall, wasting no time is the leadoff hitter, Carter Roth. And he's got himself a double to get things going here. Real nice piece of hitting by Carter Roth, the pitcher, here in today's game. One swing and already a runner in scoring position. So with Roth on second, the pitch to the number two hitter in the lineup, Tyler Bloom, the shortstop, is pumped in there by McCurran for a strike. Behind Tyler Bloom, it's Chris Loida, who is next to him at second base. On the opposite side, batting cleanup, is Jacob Beeser, who plays third for the Valley Catholic Warriors. A breaking ball, one hops to the lefty batter's box, so it doesn't make its way to the plate. That's going to be a ball. One ball, one strike the count. After the cleanup hitter, Jacob Beeser, it's Kyle Roth, who is behind the plate. Nolan Schmunt in right field. Owen Viox in center as that one hops to the plate as well. Losing it for a second as the catcher, Drew Forney, throw down to second, not in time as Roth is able to get over there safely. So that'll be a wild pitch, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Rounding out the lineup is Kellen Bloom, who plays left field, and Aaron Doza at first base. Ball three as that one misses the zone. And the count now goes to 3-1. Carter Roth on third base. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. The 3-1. Hit hard on the ground towards second. Eating it up is Dawson Harper. Throw on to first in time to record the first out. But coming around to score is Carter Roth. He has the game's first run. And it's 1-0 Valley Catholic Warriors. North County Raiders willing to surrender that run, putting some faith in their offense. And with one away, now nobody on, that brings Chris Loida to the plate. First pitch to Loida is a fastball, missing low for ball one. McCurran, the senior, doesn't get too many opportunities to pitch for the North County Raiders, but here on Senior Day, getting that chance. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-0 the count. He sets at about chest high. The righty delivers, and a curveball dropped in for a strike. Able to get that one inside and over the zone, and the count goes to 2-1 with one away. McCurran sets. A 2-1 pitch is a slow breaking ball left out, not over the plate, though, over the left-handed batter's box once again, and it misses for ball three. 3-1 goes the count. Jacob Beeser on deck for the Valley Catholic Warriors, who already have a 1-0 lead. The pitch swung on, popped up, foul territory way out of play on the first base side, and the count goes full at 3-2. Loida a little behind and a little underneath that fastball, slicing it straight up into the air and out of play. 3-2. Fastball missing way upstairs for a ball. And that's going to be ball four. Taking his bases, Chris Loida. So two out of the first three batters that come to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors are able to reach safely. And we'll see what Jacob Beeser can do as he comes to the plate. Jacob Beeser had a good game on Saturday in the 10-7 loss to the Valley to the North County Raiders. Went 3-for-3 with three RBIs and a walk. A 10-7 final score favoring North County. And that one in what was a back-and-forth affair. Well, a little bit later on in the broadcast, recap the final inning and a half. So the first pitch to Jacob Beeser misses low for a ball. 1-0 goes the count. I mentioned that McCurran, who's the man on the mound, doesn't get too many opportunities to pitch. This is his first official appearance on the bump this season. McCurran sets, peeks over at first, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Count goes to 1-1 with a runner on first. One away and a 1-0 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors. McCurran sets as the runner takes off. Pitches a fastball low and away, missing for a ball. Thrown out a second. Can't get there in time. It's a stolen base for Chris Loida. Count goes to 2-1. Great jump for Loida there. Taking off for a second. It was a good throw from Drew Forney on the money, but just late, as I mentioned. Dawson Harper snagged it, tried to apply the tag, but Loida was already there. The ball actually hit off of Loida. The 2-1. Missing low for a ball. And the count now goes to 3-1. McCurran sets. And the 3-1 pitch. Fouled back. Off speed. That a little out in front of that one was Jacob Beeser. And the count full in back-to-back at-bats, 3-2. Kyle Roth awaiting his turn on deck. Batting fifth in the order. It's the cleanup hitter at the plate right now, Jacob Beeser. He's got a 3-2 count. McCurran looking over at second at Chris Loida. The pitch is left upstairs for ball four. And taking his base is Jacob Beeser. Back-to-back walks issued by Jason McCurran. And that brings Kyle Roth to the plate. So Jason McCurran sets and looks over at second and delivers the first pitch to Kyle Roth. Paints the low and inside corner for a strike. 0-1 goes the count. Jason McCurran with the pitch, and it's a hard ground ball towards second. Scooping it up is Dawson Harper. No, he loses it. Ball rolls its way to second base. Picking it up is Colton Poorman to record the out. That'll go down as a fielder's choice, since you can't assume the double play in terms of putting up an error on the scoreboard, but you certainly can assume that it might have happened there. Dawson Harper just losing his focus on that one. So that'll now bring Nolan Schwent to the plate with two away here in the top of inning number one. And runners at the corners for the Valley Catholic Warriors, who already have a 1-0 lead. Pitch is missing for a ball. The 1-0 pitch, one hops to the plate, 2-0 goes the count for Jason McCurran on the mound against Nolan Schwent. Schwent, the right fielder for the Valley Catholic Warriors. On deck is Zach Grine, the designated hitter. Two and 0 the count. McCurran digs in. Now they're going to bring in a courtesy runner. Chase Dunlap comes in to run. So interesting that they make this decision now. Or maybe they just announced it over the PA, so maybe we all missed it. Hard hit on the ground towards second. Underhanded toss to the shortstop covering the bag. That's Colton Foreman. And the force out will end the inning. But the Valley Catholic Warriors strike first in the top of the first. They take a 1-0 lead. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KRBI.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Clarissa, do you ever feel like it's a jungle around here? Like Jurassic Park or something?
Jason, what are you talking about now?
Well, think about it. Right now, the deals are so fierce. It's as wild as a jungle, and with the purchase of a Raptor Series Hustler mower, you get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge.
A whole extra year of warranty for no additional charge? Jason, that's just not fierce, it's savage. To the competition, and don't forget, right now, with the purchase of a Hustler Fast Track mower, you also get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge. And there's 0% financing available for 48 months.
Clarissa, that is savage. See us today at Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth here on AM 800 KRBI. Mineral Area College is your next step. Valley taking the field for the first time already with a 1-0 lead over the North County Raiders. Let's take a look at the North County starting lineup brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll shop at Patsy's. Some changes in the lineup to the way it was when the game officially began. It's Drew Forney to lead things off. He's the catcher. It'll be followed up by Bradley Smith, who moved from short to center field. The reason why he made that move, well, Colton Foreman came in to sub out the center fielder to start the game, who's batting in the three spot, Nick Parker. So KP will be batting in his place. Those will be the three to get us started for the North County Raiders. If we get any further than that here in the bottom of the first inning, it'll be Sean Pruneau, the left fielder, Carson Kekak, the first baseman, batting fourth and fifth. Eli Claywell bats sixth. He's in right field. At the hot corner, it's Tucker Smith batting seventh in the order. Man on the mound, Jason Mahir, and he's eighth in the lineup for the North County Raiders. And Dawson Harper playing second base for the North County Raiders will round out their lineup. So it's Drew Forney to get things started. Forney on Saturday, only starter for the North County Raiders, who did not register a hit. Did work a walk and also struck out. That was his stat line for the game. Forney facing off against Carter Roth, but we're not sure how long Carter Roth will be on the mound, as they'll be mixing in different pitchers throughout the game for the Valley Catholic Warriors, trying to keep the pitch count low. The first pitch from Carter Roth, the righty delivers a fastball low and outside, skipping just shy of the plate. Count goes to 1-0. Pitch hit softly back up the middle. One hops to the shortstop, Tyler Bloom. Throw on to first in time to Aaron Doza. And that is the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Taking a look at the rest of the infield, Jacob Beeser is at third base. Chris Lloyd is the second baseman. We already mentioned Carter Roth on the mound. Kyle Roth is behind the plate. And the outfield from left to right, Kellen Bloom, Owen Vioks, and Nolan Schwent. So with one away, here comes Colton Foreman. Bradley Smith comes in, the center fielder, and he takes a first pitch ball. 1-0 the count. Pitch off speed, low and outside, missing four, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Bradley Smith went 2-for-3 on Saturday, 4 RBIs and a walk. And in the sixth inning, he had that go-ahead 3-run home run that put the North County Raiders out on top. Missing four, a ball is Carter Roth, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Roth, the pitch. Fastball pumped in for strike one. 3-1 goes the count with one away. The 3-1 pitch is chopped towards third. It takes a tough hop on Jacob Beeser. He gathers, throws on to first in time to record the out. They got Beezer right at about the belly button when it took a bit of a higher hop on him than he was anticipating. Beezer, though, with a nice play to recover and gun out Riley Smith hustling to first base. So that'll bring Colton Borman to the plate with two away here in the bottom half of inning number one. North County trailing Valley by one run, 1-0. First pitch, a curveball that Carter Rolfe just couldn't get on top of. It misses upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, chopped foul, 1-1 goes the count. Borman chasing a pitch upstairs there. Two away here in the bottom of the first. On deck is Sean Pernot. The pitch. Breaking ball, missing four. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. The pitch. Fouled straight back, just a little behind that fastball is Colton Borman. And that'll bring the count to two balls and two strikes with two away. Borman awaiting the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes from Carter Roth. It's an off speed. He gets his hands out in front of it and chops it towards third. Scooped up by Beezer on the first in time. And a 1-2-3 inning for Carter Roth. Downs the North County Raiders in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Two up for the Valley Catholic Warriors. It's the bottom third of the order. Grine, Kellen Bloom, and Aaron Doza. That's coming up when we return on the backside of this break on AM 800 KREI.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Hi, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We know that you're thinking of summertime and opening up your pool. At Home Pools and Spas, we can help. All this week, get Pool Life and Vaquasil chemical products for 20% off. It's the perfect way to start off pool season with discounts on chemicals. We will also be happy to open your pool for you and service it all year if you like. Find us on the Outer Service Road in Ludington. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Grine, Bloom, and Doza will come to the plate here for the first time for the Valley Catholic Warriors, and that'll be once through the order for the Valley Catholic Warriors. We're in the top of the second inning. Jason McHuren still on the mound for the North County Raiders. A quick meeting right now between him and Drew Forney will give us a chance to thank a couple of our sponsors who we encourage you to go out and thank them for supporting high school sports throughout the listening area. We'd like to thank Midwest Sports Center, Coles Tractor, Hafner Financial Services, and Capias Heating and Cooling, all of Farmington. Zach Grine digs in, and the first pitch to him from McHuren is an off-speed left upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to Grine, the designated hitter, leading things off here in the top of the seventh for Valley. Pitch, fastball missing low and away for ball two. 2-0 now the count. Grine batting in place of the center fielder, Owen Viox. The pitch, upstairs for ball three. 3-0 goes the count, and McHuren in this inning struggling to get on top of his pitches, leaving them upstairs. 3-0. One hops to the plate, and that's ball four. Working a fourth pitch walk is Zach Grine. And I imagine they're going to bring a courtesy runner in. And they will, so Grine will come out. Toss his helmet to his teammate who's coming in to do the running form. It is Bryce Palmer who will take over at first base now. So now Aaron Doza will dig in at the plate. And Jason McEwen fires. It's going to be a hot shot towards short. Colton Foreman picks up the low hopper on to first in time. And it's a double play for the North County Raiders as they get the out at second base as well. Chalk that one up 6-4-3 as it was a quick toss to the second baseman by Colton Foreman. Dawson Harper covering the bag. So with two away here in the top of the second, that brings Aaron Doza to the plate. Doza the nine hitter for Valley Catholic, and he takes a first pitch ball low and away. Huron sets, and the 1-0 is going to be lifted into shallow right center field. Coming on is the center fielder, Briley Smith. He dives and makes the grab to record the out and end the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning courtesy of the double play for Jason McEwen. And coming up for the North County Raiders when we return, it's the middle of their order, starting off with Sean Pernell. That's coming up after this on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, fellas. Welcome to Fleegs Equipment. What can I help you with?
Dad, over here. Check out the Spartan mower.
Sorry, that's my son. We're here to find a new mower, one that my 14-year-old son can easily operate that won't break the bank but leaves my lawn nicely manicured after he's done mowing.
Buy me this Spartan mower and I'd mow the lawn.
Son, my guess is that one's a little bit out of our price range.
Actually, that's a Spartan RZ. It performs like a commercial-grade mower with a residential price for lawns of all sizes. The RZ Pro is Spartan's most affordable option, and it's equipped with the standard features that make Spartan stand out from the rest, like the GT track for the best incline traction, easy touch brake system, the ergonomic cockpit, foot assist easy lift deck, our simplistic design for easy add-ons and maintenance, and the state-of-the-art push start instrument panel. Your son will mow like a pro his first time out. He'll be happy, and so will you.
I guess that settles it. We'll take it.
Fleegs Equipment, turning sons into mowing pros, one dad at a time. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Jen, Lenington, and online at Fleegs.com.
The heart of the order coming to the plate for the North County Raiders. 4-5-6, Sean Pernell, Carson Kekek, and Eli Claywell. It's a 1-0 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors through 1.5 innings of play. Going through his final warm-up pitches and still on the mound for Valley Catholic is Carter Roth. He has thrown 12 pitches on the game so far. For the smart pitch guidelines, once he crosses 31 pitches, he'll have to take one day of rest. If he gets up to 46 or more, it's 2 days. 61 or more, 3 days. And 76 or more, it is 4 days of rest. Quick meeting between Carter Roth and Jacob Beezer. Very short one as Beezer already back to his spot at third base. And Carter Roth is on the mound, digging in and ready to go. Facing off against Sean Pernell, the lone dream teamer last season for the North County Raiders. Back here in his senior season, he takes the first pitch fastball off the plate for a ball. 1-0. Low and inside on the knees, but it clipped the corner for strike one. And the count goes to 1-1. The 1-1. Breaking ball left out of the strike zone. And the count is 2-1. Three balls and one strike as that pitch misses as well. And Carter Roth with the 3-1. Inside, leaning out of the way, is Sean Pernell. He'll toss his bat towards the dugout and make his way towards first base, working a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the second. It's the first base runner to reach base successfully for the North County Raiders, and that'll bring Carson Kekek to the plate. Head coach Chris McLean over at third base calls out a play, and the North County Raiders check their wristband to see what play he called out. First pitch in there for a strike. Count is 0-1. Pernell leads at first. The 0-1 to Carson Kekek. Left upstairs for a ball. 1-1 the count. McLean calling out another play, so Kekek will step out of the box and check his wristband. Now he digs back in. The lefty awaiting the pitch from the righty. He swings through a pitch that's low in the dirt. The throw goes late to second as taking off and running with Sean Pernot. They had the hit and run on, but it is a successful steal for Pernot as he's in there safely. Tough break for Carson Kekek with the hit and run on. He had to swing at that pitch. Despite how low it was, he would have held off, I would imagine. That pitch was in the dirt. There's another pitch in the dirt as that one misses for ball two, and taking off for second and sliding in safely is Sean Pernot. So we'll chalk that one as a wild pitch. So now Pernot advances from one corner to the other, from first to third on back-to-back balls. Or well, first one was a strike, could have been a ball. Second one, definitely a ball. It's 2-2. Fought off foul by Kekek. Count remains the same, two balls, two strikes. Carter Rothenau up to 22 pitches on the game. And the 2-2. This one is roped into right field. It is going to drop for a base hit and one hop to the right fielder, Nolan Schwent, trotting home and knotting things up is Sean Pernot. We're tied up at one all. So that will bring Eli Claywell to the plate. Claywell, the right fielder for the North County Raiders, digs in with a runner on first. Claywell was 1-for-3 in Saturday's game as he takes a fastball off the zone for a ball, 1-0. Went 1-for-3 with two RBIs and was the only player not to touch home plate for the North County Raiders in that game. Second pitch misses low for a fastball, two balls, no strikes. Coach McClain calls out another play, so calling time at the plate is Eli Claywell. Now he digs back in. 2-0. Fastball over the zone for a strike. The count now goes to 2-1. After Eli Claywell, it's Tucker Smith. And if we get any further, Jason McHuron and Dawson Harper will come to the plate. Big hack from Eli Claywell as he swings through. 2-2 now the count. Claywell wanted some fireworks here on senior day. That one would have gone yard if he was able to barrel it up. The 2-2 in on the knees, leaning out of the way. It is Claywell, and the count now full at 3-2. See what they do over at first base. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the second. You got Carson Kekek on first, and it's going to be looped into left field for a base hit. One hops to the left fielder, Kellen Bloom, and it's back-to-back singles for the North County Raiders. They've got two on, still nobody out. And they've already plated one run here in the bottom of the second inning. I'll bring Tucker Smith to the plate. Tucker Smith last Thursday was a big day for him. He signed his letter of intent to play college football at McMurray. And he slices the first pitch he sees up in the air, first base side. Doza sliding over, makes the grab to record the out. And that is the first out in the bottom of the second inning. Tucker Smith chased that one a little out of the zone. And a little behind on it as well, just slicing it off into foul territory. Jason McHuron will now come to the plate. The pitcher for the North County Raiders would love to put this ball in play, potentially score Kekek from second base. Pitch fouled straight back, and the count goes to 0-1. Would have been right over my shoulder had the fence not been here in front of me. Count goes to 0-1 with two on and one away here in the bottom of the second. It's Eli Claywell on first and Carson Kekek on second. A 1-1 game between the North County Raiders and the Valley Catholic Warriors here on KREI as we broadcast from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Breaking ball dropped in for a strike, and the count quickly 0-2 to Jason McHuron. Carter Roth with the pitch. Chopper back up the middle, goes past the pitcher, scooped up by the shortstop Tyler Bloom, only plays to first. He makes it to record the out, two away. Now there's two in scoring position. That'll bring Dawson Harper, the nine-hitter, to the plate. And a big at-bat here for the North County Raiders, and especially for Carter Roth, the man on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors. First pitch is fouled straight back. Fastball almost blown by Dawson Harper. Count is 0-1. The reason why I say it's a big at-bat, you don't want to load the bases for the top of the lineup. Drew Forney on deck. The 0-1. Breaking ball, misses the zone for a ball. And the count now 1-1. Carter Roth kicks and fires the 1-1 pitch. It's an off-speed pitch that does indeed clip the corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes now the count. Yeah, Carson Kiekek on third and Eli Claywell on a second. First base is open here in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch is swung on a miss. Big hack from Dawson Harper picked up by the catcher Kyle Roth. Throw on to first in time to record the final out and end the inning. So two are left stranded, but the North County Raiders are able to tie this game up at one apiece. Top of the lineup coming up for the Valley Catholic Warriors when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's a UPS Store.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College. Jefferson College and you.
Top of the lineup for the Valley Catholic Warriors on AM 800 KREI Farmington. It's Carter Roth, Tyler Bloom, and Chris Lloyd. Carter Roth got this game started in a big way. Hit the first pitch that he saw to right center field gap for a double, but eventually come around to score. That represents the lone run for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Jason Mahurin still on the mound here for the North County Raiders in the top half of inning number three. And we'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, the UPS Store, and Comtree, all of Festus. Mahurin sets at the chest. The righty fires. And first pitch swinging once again is Carter Roth. He lifts this one to center field. Backing up is Briley Smith. He makes the catch and records the out. So some aggressive swinging and back-to-back at-bats for Carter Roth. Successfully the first time, not so much the second time around, and that'll bring Tyler Bloom to the plate. Pitch is chopped towards third, scooping it up. No, losing it for a second is Tucker Smith. He corrals, can't get it off to first in time, so he hangs on to it, and that'll be in E5. So with the error over at third base by Tucker Smith, Chris Loida will now come to the plate with a runner on first base. Pitch, one hops to the plate, thinking about taking off, and now scampering back is Tyler Bloom over at first base. Got a bit away from Drew Forney. Bloom late decided to take off, and then right after that decided to scamper back instead. The 1-0 popped up into right field. Claywell moving over, still going. And that's going to drop down for a base hit. Rounding first and heading towards second is Loida. Staying at third is Tyler Bloom, who advances that far from first base. And it's a double for Loida. So now Beeser will come to the plate with two on and one away here. Later with some nice piece of hitting. They were playing him to pull a little bit. Was able to keep that one in fair territory, on the right field side. The pitch misses off the plate for a ball. 1-0 the count to Jacob Beeser. Mahurin sets and the pitch. Missing for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with one away here in a 1-1 game between the North County Raiders and the Valley Catholic Warriors. We're in the top of the third inning. Valley threatening with two in scoring position. Pitch missing low for a ball. 3-0 the count. Got to wonder at this point, maybe better just to walk the cleanup hitter, Jacob Beeser, versus give him something over the plate that he could put into play. The 3-0. Curveball left upstairs for ball four, and taking his base is Jacob Beeser. And now the bases are juiced for Kyle Roth, who's batting in the five spot this afternoon. So runners lead at every bag, and the first pitch gets away from the catcher, Drew Forney. Staying at third base is Bloom. That one rolled all the way to the fence, so he could have pushed forward if he wanted Bloom at third. But since he stayed, everyone else did have to stay, and now Forney is going to call timeout and make his way to the mound to have a conversation with his pitcher, Jason Mahurin, whose location has been a little all over the place today. That's 39 pitches for Mahurin so far. He's pitched two and a third innings. Kyle Roth on the season so far, a .333 hitter with a .420 on base percentage. He's got 8 extra base hits and 12 RBIs entering today's game. 1-0. Inside, missing for a ball. And the count goes to 2-0. Nowhere to put Kyle Roth if you do walk him here. And behind 2-0 is Jason Mahurin. He sets, and the 2-0 pitch. High outside, but it does clip the strike zone for strike one. The 2-1 pitch, swung on, lifted high in the air. Shallow center field, Briley Smith comes under it, makes the grab. Runner's going to tag up and head towards home. No, now he's going to run back. Starting to take off with Tyler Bloom, but a nice throw from Briley Smith in center field will keep him over at third base, and now there's two away. So now Nolan Schwent will dig in. Schwent ground out to second base back in his first at-bat. And the first pitch he sees in his second is a fastball that one hops the plate. Keeping it in front of him this time is Forney. So staying over at third is Bloom. One ball and no strikes. Jason Mahurin sets. And the righty fires. It's a breaking ball that drops in for a strike. 1-1 the count. We got two outs here in the top of the third. Tyler Bloom at third. Chris Aloita over at second. And at first base, it's Jacob Beeser. Pitch missing low for a ball. Two balls and one strike with two away. It's a 1-1 game here between the North County Raiders and the Valley Catholic Warriors. Valley doesn't want to waste a bases-loaded opportunity here. The 2-1. It's a curveball left upstairs for a ball. And the count is three balls and one strike. Can't afford to walk Nolan Schwent here. There's nowhere to put him. Got ducks on the pond. The 3-1. Rope down the line, and it is a foul ball. Foul by only a few feet down the left field line, and that would have been trouble for the North County Raiders had that landed fair. Three balls, two strikes, two away with the bases loaded. All three base runners are going to get a head start. So a ball put into play is really going to be some trouble for the North County Raiders. Taking some time to get the ball back to the home plate umpire here.
Oh, you're back!
Once again, three balls, two strikes with two away. Jason Buren on the mound for the North County Raiders, working into some trouble here in the top of the third, trying to escape unharmed. Pitch is ball four. A lot of the North County fans thought that was called strike three. Instead, it misses according to the home plate umpire, and that will play to run for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They take a 2-1 lead. Zach Grine now will come to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Worked a walk in his first at-bat. First pitch to him. Is dropped in for a strike. There we go. That's what you need if you're Jason McHuren, getting out in front of the batters. He's fallen behind on a number of them. The 0-1. Missing low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Bases still loaded here in the top of the third inning. We're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. The 1-1. Swung on and miss, and the count goes to 1-2. Jason Mahirin ahead, 1-2. Trying to stop the bleeding here in a one-run game. The 1-2, it is an off-speed curveball that is way off the plate. Grine doesn't even consider swinging at that one. And the count goes to 2-2. Two two pitch. Swung on a miss out in front of the off-speed pitch is Zach Grine. He goes down on strikes, and that will do it here in the top of the third inning. But one run does score off of one hit, one error, and the bases are left loaded. Two up for North County. It's Forney, Smith, and Borman, 1, 2, and 3 in the batting order. That's coming up in the bottom of the third on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, Mayday, Mayday, hey, Mayday.
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Hey!
Hey, what?
No, Clarissa. Hey, like Num Num for cows, kind of hey.
I'm sure the cows down the road have no interest in saying hey to you.
Listen, Dirt Diva.
Easy, Jason. Only kidding. I know what you mean. Hey, like the kind of stuff you may need your baler and equipment tuned up to bale?
Exactly. Like the kind of hay you may need a new Vermeer baler to roll up and get it out of the windrows with. Or, like the kind of hay you may need a new Case IH tractor to pull the Vermeer baler, rake, or your new Case IH MoCo with. Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road of Lettington. We're your Hay Equipment headquarters. Come see us today and come say, hey! Hey.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Top of the order for the North County Raiders as they once again trail by a run entering the bottom of the third inning. 2-1 after the Valley Catholic Warriors were able to plate one in the top of the third, but they did leave the bases loaded, so it could have been a lot worse for the North County Raiders here. So Drew Forney will dig in. Forney ground out to short back in his first at-bat. First pitch is a breaking ball dropped in for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Carter Roth still on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors, and the righty fires. It's going to be hit hard on the ground towards short, snagged by the shortstop Tyler Bloom. Throw on to first in time to record the out. Tyler Bloom, little Olay action with his glove there to snag that one. He made it look a lot easier than that really was. So that'll be the first out in the bottom of the third, and that'll bring Briley Smith to the plate for the North County Raiders. First pitch to Smith. Misses for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Pitch. Chop foul. Count evened up now, 1-1. Back-to-back fastballs from Carter Roth to Briley Smith. Those were pitches number 40 and 41 for him. Now he sets and delivers pitch number 42. Breaking ball, missing for a ball. And the count now 2-1. The pitch. Slow chopper towards third. Picking it up is Beeser on to first in time. Two away. So with two away, Colton Poorman will now come to the plate. KP waves the bat and awaits the pitch now from Carter Roth. Here it comes. The low goes 5-0 on Kyle Roth, but no harm, no foul as there's nobody on base. Still missing for a ball though, 1-0. The 1-0. Chop foul. Makes its way inside the tarp. Here on the field at North County High School. So it'll take them a little bit to go fetch that one. They'll play with a different ball instead. Breaking ball dropped in for a strike by Roth, and the count is 2-1. 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Colton Poorman. The pitch. Check swing. Fought off foul by KP. So the count will remain the same. Carter Roth sets. Chin high. Begins his motion and delivers. It's lifted high in the air to right field. Right at Nolan Schwent. Now he moves to his left a little bit, makes the grab and records the final out and end the inning. So that's the second time now the top third of the order for the North County Raiders has been sent down in order. And Carter Roth is the man who does it. Coming up for the Valley Catholic Warriors on the backside of this break, 8-9-1, Bloom, Doza, and Roth. We'll be back after this on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
He's back. Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Some new fielding alignment that I'll try my best to make my way through. On the mound now, it's Eli Claywell for the North County Raiders. Moving from left to right is Sean Pruneau. Taking over in left field is Dawson Harper. There's a new second baseman trying to see who that is. It looks like it's Briley Smith who moves in from center field to take over. Let's see. Now we just got to figure out who the center fielder is for the North County Raiders. Trying to see if we can get a number. Cole Ziegler, thank you to some of the fans with the assist, takes over in center field. So that's the new fielding alignment for the North County Raiders as we enter the top of the fourth inning. A 2-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders as going through his final warm-up pitch is Eli Claywell. Ball goes down to second. We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, Mineral Area College, and Patsy's Furniture, all of Park Hills. Thank you to those sponsors for allowing us to come out here and broadcast on a nice day. A light cloud coverage, nothing really getting in the way of the sun. I wouldn't quite call it clear skies either. If I had to guess the temperature right now as I pull it up on my phone, say we're sitting about 70s. Let's see. Low 80s, off by just a little bit. 81 degrees. The pitch from Eli Claywell to Kellen Bloom upstairs for a ball. Claywell sets at the waist. Kicks and fires, and it's high and inside, missing for ball two. A little more velocity out of the hands of Eli Claywell compared to Jason McHuron. We'll have his pitching stats for you in just a second. 2-0. Upstairs for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Kellen Bloom digs back in with a 3-0 count. And the pitch is left upstairs for a ball. So four fastballs, all of them out of the zone from Eli Claywell. And he'll walk the first batter he faces. Once again, day is done for Jason McHuron. He faced 16 batters over the course of three innings pitched. Allowed two hits, two runs, one of which was earned. Walked five and struck out one on the day. So that'll bring the nine-hitter, first baseman Aaron Doza, to the plate for North County, or excuse me, for the Valley Catholic Warriors against the North County Raiders. He shows bunt and does drop down a bunt right back to the pitcher, Eli Claywell. He picks it up, throws on a first in time. Advancing to second base is Kellen Bloom, so the sacrifice successful. And that is exactly what you want out of your nine-hitter. You want a nine-hitter that can do stuff like that in a one-run game, to drop a sacrifice, advance the leadoff hitter who reached safely, Kellen Bloom, 90 feet. So he's now at second base, and you got the top of the lineup coming to the plate. Carter Roth looking to extend his lead. The man on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors. The first pitch takes a curveball inside for a ball. Count is 1-0 for Eli Claywell. The pitch lifted into deep left field. Backing up and settling is Dawson Harper to squeeze the mid and record the second out. So with two away, that'll bring Tyler Bloom, the shortstop, to the plate. It's a nice piece of hitting from Carter Roth. Hit it square. There's a square at Dawson Harper. So now with two away, Tyler Bloom digs in. Righty-righty matchup between him and Eli Claywell, who sets at the waist. Pitch in there for a strike. The 0-1 as Kellen Bloom leads at second. The pitch popped up into right field. Moving to his left is Sean Pruneau. He's coming on strong, and it's going to one-hop and drop fair. Big turn around third. Now scampering back is Bloom. And it'll be runners at the corners following the single from Tyler Bloom. Valley Catholic not testing the arm of Sean Pruneau in right field. Although that was fielded off the ground by Pruneau, he's got a good arm there in the outfield. Arguably, if not the best pitcher for the North County Raiders as well. And when you got Chris Loida coming up to the plate, you know, why bother testing him? Put your faith in Loida and his bat. Claywell peeks over at first. Now sets, peeks again. And the pitch is an off-speed left upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes goes the count. Claywell sets. And the 1-0 pitch. Fastball that one hops to the plate. Keeping it in front of him is Drew Forney. But the count does go to 2-0. Mentioned trusting the bat of Chris Loida. He's a 426 hitter. Slugging 607 on the season. He's got a pair of home runs and 15 RBIs entering today's game. The 2-0. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire, and the count now 2-1. Loida digs back in. Righty-righty battle between him and Claywell with runners at the corners in a one-run game. Pitch inside. Four strike and the count now 2-2. Claywell sets at the waist, and the 2-2 pitch. It one hops to the plate. Runner takes off for second. Forney kept it in front of him, decides not to make the throw. So that'll go down as defensive indifference with Tyler Bloom as he swipes second. Count now full at 3-2. So if Bloom had remained at first base, he'd be released here. 3-2 count. The pitch. Swung on a miss. Big hack from Chris Loida. Well out in front of the breaking ball from Eli Claywell. And that will do it to end the top of the fourth inning. So we're through 3.5. And the Valley Catholic Warriors still lead 2-1. Coming up for North County when we return, Pernod, Keekek, and Claywell. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, Clarissa, do you ever feel like it's a jungle around here? Like Jurassic Park or something?
Jason, what are you talking about now?
Well, think about it. Right now, the deals are so fierce. It's as wild as a jungle, and with the purchase of a Raptor Series Hustler mower, you get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge.
A whole extra year of warranty for no additional charge? Jason, that's just not fierce, it's savage. To the competition. And don't forget, right now, with the purchase of a Hustler Fast Track mower, you also get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge. And there's 0% financing available for 48 months.
Clarissa, that is savage. See us today at Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
New pitcher on the mound, it is the lefty, Aiden McGowan, for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Carter Roth, his day is done. He makes his way to center field. Now try and see if we can figure out the rest of the fielding changes for you, if there were any others. We're broadcasting here on AM 800 KREI as McGowan going through his final warm-up pitches. McGowan, the lefty, as I mentioned, for the Valley Catholic Warriors. The North County Raiders do remember him as he was the man on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors against the North County Raiders on Saturday. Pitched one inning, was credited with the loss. He allowed two earned runs, two total runs, both of them earned off of two hits. One strikeout, he did walk a batter as well. So Sean Pernell will dig in to face him first. So Aiden McGowan, a lefty-lefty matchup between him and Pruneau. First pitch is a fastball that misses upstairs for a ball. Carter Roth again back now in center field. The day is done on him. He pitched three innings, faced 19 total batters, allowed two hits, one run, which was earned, walked one, and he struck out one as well. Second pitch to Sean Pruneau, fought off foul. It was a fastball he was a little behind on. And the count is 1-1. On deck is Carson Keekek. The 1-1 pitch from McGowan. One hops to the plate and will roll to the backstop. Count goes to 2-1. No one on base to advance at all. We got nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. The North County Raiders trailing the Valley Catholic Warriors by a run. And the 2-1 pitch popped up on the infield on the right side. There is Doza, who makes the grab right at about first base, almost colliding with Sean Pruneau, which is where the baseball took him. Pruneau had to kind of duck underneath Doza there at first, but the out is made nonetheless, and that'll bring Carson Keekek to the plate. So the pitch to Keekek is swung on a miss. Big hack as he's behind on that fastball. And the count goes to 0-1. The 1-1. Swung on a miss. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2. One hops to the plate. Laying off of it is Carson Kikek. And the count now goes to 1-2. Aiden McGowan, another lefty-lefty matchup with him in Kikek. Fires the 1-2. It's hit hard on the ground towards second. Lloyd is there to snag it. Throw on a first in time to record the out, two away. So McGowan induces a pop out and a ground out. And now that'll bring Eli Claywell to the plate. Another lefty for the North County Raiders. Pitch hit hard on the ground towards first. Scooping it up off the dirt is Aaron Doza. He steps on the bag himself, and that will do it. A 1-2-3 inning for Aiden McGowan out of the bullpen. Brings us to the top of the fifth inning. Coming up when we return for the Valley Catholic Warriors, cleanup hitter Jacob Beezer will lead things off. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington today. They're located next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington, Missouri.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. And I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all the tables, comes from Patsy's. I love their selection, and I definitely love the prices. And they give great customer service before, during, and after the sale. I wouldn't be here recommending Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills if I didn't totally believe in them. Yes, indeed, I do love to shop at Patsy's, and I think you will, too.
Well, the fifth inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They hold a 2-1 lead over the North County Raiders so far. I was talking earlier about how, or a couple times earlier, I guess, these two teams faced off on Saturday, and the North County Raiders won in comeback fashion in that game. It was actually almost a comeback victory for the Valley Catholic Warriors as they took the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Started off with a walk for Zach Rhine. It was followed up one out later by a Chase Dunlap single to the third baseman Dawson Harper. McGowan advanced to second on the play. Then Tyler Bloom doubled on a pop fly that got past the shortstop Colton Poorman. Just over his head it blooped. And two runs would score off of that. And then later, two more runs would score, tying things up at 6-6. And then Valley Catholic would take a 7-6 lead off a Nolan Schwentz single on a line drive to left fielder Briley Smith. Loida would score on that play to give the Valley Catholic Warriors their lead. First pitch in there for a strike from Eli Claywell. And count now 0-1. Second pitch misses for a ball. And the count now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-1. Jacob Beezer kicks and fires. And it's going to be roped up the middle and into center field for base hit. Jacob Beezer has himself a leadoff single on a line drive. Nice piece of hitting there by Jacob Beezer, just squaring up a fastball, and that'll bring Kyle Roth to the plate, the catcher for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Eli Claywell on the mound, peers over at first, now sets at the waist. The pitch popped up on the infield. Briley Smith moving over at second base, now gets onto the on-field grass and makes the play. And that's the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. Ball kept drifting and drifting. Not much of a breeze here today. A bit of a light one blowing inward from the outfield. The flagpole here at the North County High School ballpark. It's located in about left center field, and from there it's blowing basically straight at home plate. The pitch from Claywell to Nolan Schwent misses a low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Eli Claywell came in with a pitching change in the top of the fourth inning to get things started. He one-hops that pitch to the plate. Count 2-0. That pitching change is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center, on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it. 2-0 the count with a runner at first base. That's Jacob Beeser, who reached on a leadoff line drive single. The pitch, fastball, lookouts. Spinning out of the way is Nolan Schwent. And the count now goes to 3-0. Claywell looks over at first. Barely any lead from Jacob Beeser. The pitch is a strike on the outside portion of the plate. Count goes to 3-1. On deck is Zach Grein. The 3-1. Fastball fought off foul. The count now at 3-2. If we get past Zach Grein here in the top of the fifth inning, it'll be Kellen Bloom, Aaron Doza, and then the top of the order. 2-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders as we are in the top of the fifth inning. The 3-2. Strike three on the outside corner. Down looking goes Nolan Schwent. He thought it was ball four. Home plate umpire, who has the final ruling, thought otherwise. How he got to this 2-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors? Well, it was a double to get the game started on the very first pitch from Carter Roth. He then would come around to score on a fielder's choice by Kyle Roth. Pitch is in there for a strike to Zach Grein. Count goes to 0-1. Better plate the first run of the game. Pitch low in there for a strike, though, and the count is 0-2. North County Raiders led off the top of the second inning with a walk from Sean Pruneau. He would steal second, advance to third on a wild pitch, and then score on a single from Carson Kikak. Pitch missing low for a ball. 1-2 the count. That would tie the game up at one run apiece. And then in the third, top of the third inning, Tyler Bloom would reach on an error to get the game started. Advance the third on a triple, and then a walk would plate him. Strike three, down goes Zach Grein, and that will do it for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They get no runs off of one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Due up for North County when we return. Tucker Smith, Jason Mahurin, and Dawson Harper. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, Mayday, Mayday, hey, Mayday.
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Hey.
Hey what?
No, Clarissa, hey, like num num for cows, kind of hey.
I'm sure the cows down the road have no interest in saying hey to you.
Listen, Dirt Diva.
Easy, Jason. Only kidding. I know what you mean. Hey, like the kind of stuff you may need? Your baler and equipment tuned up to bale?
Exactly. Like the kind of hay you may need a new Vermeer baler to roll up and get it out of the windrows with. Or, like the kind of hay you may need a new Case IH tractor to pull the Vermeer baler, rake, or your new Case IH MoCo with. Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road of Lettington. We're your hay equipment headquarters. Come see us today and come say, hey!
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Bottom third of the order to up for North County. Tucker Smith, Jason Mahurin, and Dawson Harper. Final warm-up pitches for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Lefty Aiden McGowan, who came in last inning in relief, will give us a chance to thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Potosi R3 School District and Potosi Lumber, both of which located in Potosi. And the North County Raiders will actually face off against the Potosi Trojans on Saturday to get our triple header coverage started of the Class 4 District 2 playoffs. That you can catch that on J98 The Boot. Bringing in the big guns for Class 4 District 2 in the opening rounds. North County Raiders getting the 3 seed. Still face off against Potosi. For correction, the 4 seed. It was the Festus Tigers who garnered the 3 seed. The pitch. Fastball missing on the outside for a strike. As it did actually clip the strike zone. That was just a little too far outside for Tucker Smith. But not for the home plate umpire. The 0-1 pitch. One hops to the plate. And the count now 1-1. Aiden McGowan kicks and fires. 1-1, chop towards second. Coming on strong is Loida, scoops it up. Quick throw on to first in time to record the out. One away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll bring Cole Ziegler to the plate. So Ziegler digs in. Pitch is on the knees, but in there for a strike. Pitch, one hops to the plate, and the count now evened up at 1-1. Seems like pitchers on both sides this afternoon really off with their location. Not sure what the cause is. But we haven't seen really one pitcher from either side in the 4 total that we've seen that's been able to locate the strike zone with pinpoint accuracy that these two teams normally get out of their pitching staffs. There's another breaking ball that's in the dirt for a ball. Time it looked like the slider out of the hands of Aiden McGowan. The 2-1. Check swing, but does get a little piece of the barrel of the bat. So it'll be 2-2 to Cole Ziegler. Wanda hold up there is well above the zone. One of those check swings where your shoulders turn. Nothing else really does. Maybe your hips a little bit. But the barrel of the bat was extended over the plate because his shoulders turned. And this one is popped well out of play behind home plate. So the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Aiden McGowan sets at the chin. Goes through his motion and delivers the 2-2. It's slider in there for strike 3. And down looking goes Cole Ziegler. Just staring at that one. So throw up that K backwards. He knew it too. Cole Ziegler immediately turned and started trotting back to home plate. He didn't even wait for the call. He knew that was strike 3 on him. So that'll bring Dawson Harper, the 9-hitter for the North County Raiders, to the plate. And Aiden McGowan fires to him. Ball low, 1-0. Missing with the fastball there is McGowan. The 1-0. Popped up to center field. Carter Roth comes on. Now he comes on even more. Makes the out to end the inning. So 1-2-3 inning for Aiden McGowan and the Valley Catholic Warriors. And coming up on the backside of this break, it's Kellen Bloom, Aaron Doza, and Carter Roth. For the North County Raiders, they trail by 1 on AM 800 KREI.
Is your life or the lives of the ones you love as healthy as it can be in terms of your physical, mental, or dental health? At Comtree, we have highly qualified doctors, dentists, psychiatrists, and counselors who can provide professional and compassionate care. We have convenient locations all over Jefferson County and the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. Call today, 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Everybody's going home. Pool and spa.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova, and our new line, the Selena. Want an in-ground? We have that on special, too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ludington exit.
Kellen Bloom will lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning for the Valley Catholic Warriors as they look to build on their lead. They've had opportunities to expand on their lead. They've gotten runners on, but they have been unable to plate them, leading the bases loaded at one point as well. Only one run to speak of when they were able to load up the bases. Eli Claywell still on the mound for the North County Raiders. And Drew Forney will head out and have a quick word with him. While that happens, we'll thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville, and Bloomsdale Bank with locations in Bloomsdale, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum. Two to one lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders here on AM 800 KREI. We're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. So Claywell, the righty, favoring the first base side, digs in, toes the rubber, and delivers a fastball a little too far inside on the righty, Kellen Bloom, and misses for ball one. Setting at the hip is Claywell, and the pitch is fouled straight back. The count now evened up at one ball and one strike apiece. After Kellen Bloom, it'll be Aaron Doza, and after that, top of the lineup for the Valley Catholic Warriors, Carter Roth will come to the plate once again. The 1-1. Upstairs for a ball, and the count now two balls and one strike. For the Valley Catholic Warriors, this is their third time currently through the batting order, as that one is swung on and missed by Kellen Bloom. So at the end of this inning, or at least the third batter to come to the plate for this inning, no telling whether or not it'll be the end. When Carter Roth does come to the plate, that'll be the fourth time for everyone. Swung on and weakly grounded up the first baseline, underhand toss to first, and safe at first, beating it out is Kellen Bloom. Really slow rolling play over at first base. The North County Raiders thought that they had him nonetheless. North County saying appeal towards home plate. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, though, or at least Drew Forney for North County is saying that. So it will be an infield single. A lightly hit, slow-rolling single. So now with one on and nobody out, Aaron Doza will come to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Claywell peers over at first, sets at the hip, and the pitch. Bunt is shown. Snap throw down to first as it misses low for a ball. Not in time as Kellen Bloom is able to trot back. Mendoza's done that once already this game. Dropped down a sacrifice bunt. Let's see how they play him here. Tucker Smith has his cleats on the grass. Carson Kiekek holding the runner over at first base. And the pitch. Bunt attempt pulled back. It misses low for a ball, and the count now goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out with a runner at first in Kellen Bloom. Pitch low in the dirt, missing for ball three, 3-0. And I understand you don't want the sacrifice bunt to be dropped successfully. You definitely don't want to work a walk in place of that sacrifice bunt, because then the runner does advance to second base with nobody out and an extra runner's at first. That's what they do right there. It's another pitch low in the dirt as bunt was shown once again. It's pulled back for a ball, and digging his base is Doza. So the 8 and 9 hitters for the Valley Catholic Warriors both reach safely. One with a softly hit infield ground ball single down the first baseline. The other one, a four-pitch walk. That brings Carter Roth now to the plate, who led off this game with a double on the first pitch he saw. Stepping off the mound is Eli Claywell. Carson Kikek was coming in hard before Claywell stepped off, so I imagine they could be playing for the sacrifice here as well. And they do. Bunt is shown. It's dropped down the third base line. It goes past the glove of Eli Claywell. Everyone is safe. He tried to make a sacrifice bunt there. Not sure if Claywell would have had him. That would have been a tough play to get to, so I'll call that just a single. But now the bases are loaded. Nobody out. We're in the top of the sixth inning. And the meat and potatoes of the order come into the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. 2, 3, and 4, starting first with Tyler Bloom. First pitch, missing low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Infield is in for the North County Raiders. Tucker Smith at third, Colton Poorman at short. This one is lined, but foul into the Valley Catholic Warrior empty bullpen. Actually just hitting the netting shy of it. Count either way goes to 1-1. Tucker Smith at third, Colton Poorman at shortstop, Briley Smith at second base, Carson Kikek at first, all of them with their feet on the grass. The 1-1. Blooped. Getting to it is the second baseman, Briley Smith, who makes the grab. And over the shoulder grab because he was playing so far in. And that is the first out here in the top of the sixth inning. Didn't have a lot of height under that one. So Briley Smith, although it was lightly hit, had to really hustle to get to that one. He's in his normal depth at second base. That's an easy play. So now the corners will remain in. The middle infield will retreat to double play depth. Hard ground ball and under the glove of Tucker Smith at third base into left field for a base hit. It gets mishandled by Dawson Harper. Runner comes around to score. Two of them, in fact, sliding into second. And I believe out at second base was Roth. Yes, Carter Roth is out at third. But it's a 2-RBI double either way for Chris Loida, extending the Valley Catholic Warrior lead to 4-1. That one you got to chalk up as an error to Tucker Smith. He should have had that one. It looks like it went just underneath his glove. First pitch to Jacob Beezer, pumped in for a strike. Count is 0-1. Pitch, one hops to the plate, 1-1 the count. Nice job snagging that by the catcher for the North County Raiders, Drew 40, keeping Loida over at second base. Hit on the ground and through Tucker Smith and into left field for a base hit. Big turn around third, coming around to score. Standing up is Chris Loida. And that's another run up on the board for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They take a 5-1 lead. Tucker Smith, that's another one that I think he should have had. Pinch runner is going to come in. Jaden Gegg will come in over at first base. So now Beeser will be replaced over at first, and that'll bring Kyle Roth to the plate. One hop to the plate, 1-0 the count to Roth. So Jaden Gegg leads at first, the 1-0, in there for a strike. Oh no, misses. I thought the umpire initially signaled for a strike there inside. Instead, didn't get enough of the plate, and the count is 2-0. That's a strike, two balls and one strike. Now the count with two away. Jaden Gegg leads at first. Three runs already put up on the board for the Valley Catholic Warriors, extending their lead to 5-1. The pitch hammered into right field, and that'll be a base hit. Taking a big turn around second and heading towards third as Jaden Gagg loses the helmet between second and third base, but slides in safely. So it's a single, and there are runners at the corners now for the Valley Catholic Warriors, and head coach Chris McClain is going to come out, and we might see a pitching change here. Let's see if he takes the ball away from Eli Claywell, who struggled here, and he does. So we'll see a new pitcher on the backside of this break. Valley Catholic Warriors continue to threaten. They've already scored three runs, giving them a 5-1 lead here in the top of inning number six. Back after this on KREI.
Capias Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capias Heating and Cooling services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capias Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New pitcher on the mound is Dawson Harper. This pitching change brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it. Go get dirty with them. So Eli Claywell will leave the mound and make his way into left field. And Tucker Smith will be replaced as well as Carson Kiekek goes over there. At least I believe that's the case. No, Eli Claywell over at first base now. Let's see, it is Carson Kiekek over at third, so maybe that's Tucker Smith there in left field. Hard to see if he's got a beard there in left field. We'll put Tucker Smith there for now. See if we can see a number as this inning continues. The situation, two outs in the top of the sixth. Three runs put up on the board in the top of the sixth here by the Valley Catholic Warriors to extend their lead to 5-1 over the North County Raiders. And Dawson Harper still discussing on the mound with Drew Forney. Runners at the corners for the Valley Catholic Warriors. And Jaden Gagg is at third. Nolan Schwent is the left fielder they just announced who enters the game to take over. Two away here in the top of the sixth. Harper peers over at first, looks again, sets and fires. And fastball misses upstairs for a ball. Pitch misses for a ball. And count goes to 2-0. Two away here in the top of the sixth. 5-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders on AM 800 KREI. Smoked right back up the middle and through for a base hit into center field. Look out, Dawson Harper. One run will come in to score, and now it's 6-1. Valley Catholic on top of North County. That thing was hit on a frozen rope, but right back up the middle. Dawson Harper had to lean out of the way of that one just to avoid injury. So now it's two on and two away still here in the top of the sixth inning, and a breaking ball dropped in for a strike. Pitch fought off foul by the pinch hitter who comes in. Chase Dunlap will replace Zach Grein. So he fouls off the second pitch he sees and falls behind 0-2. Killen Bloom on deck for the Valley Catholic Warriors. He'll be followed up by Aaron Doza. Pitch upstairs for a ball. Count to 1-2 with two away. Kyle Roth on second. Nolan Schwent on first. The pitch goes 5-hole on Drew Forney. The catcher rolls all the way to the backstop. Both base runners will advance 90 feet. So now it's Roth at third and Schwent on second. The pitch hit on the ground towards third, scooped up by Carson Kikak. Throw on to first, gets away from the first baseman Eli Claywell. It was offline. One run comes around to score. Two runs are going to come around to score. And now it is an eight to one lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Carson Kikak had to get that one off quickly because it was a slow-developing play to him. And because of that, the throw to Eli Claywell was offline. Took him off the bag. Even if he grabbed it, I don't think he would have had the out at first base. Second pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 now the count. Dawson Harper now facing Kellen Bloom. Fought off foul, and the count goes 1-2. Dawson Harper is still searching for the first out registered by him here in the top of the sixth. He entered this game with two outs. Dunlap leads at first. Pitch inside out, swing, popped into right field. Coming on is Sean Pernot. He makes the final out to end the inning. But the damage is done by the Valley Catholic Warriors as they really extend on this lead here in the top of the sixth inning. They score six runs off of four hits, three errors, and leave two left on base. Coming up for the North County Raiders in the bottom of the sixth, it's Drew Forney, Bradley Smith, and Colton Foreman. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Capayas Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capayas Heating and Cooling also services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capayas Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That number again is 756-1224.
Some changes in the field, including on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors that we're still trying to work through and figure out completely here. It is Tyler Bloom, the new man on the mound. He comes over from shortstop. Chris Loida moves from second to short. Kellen Bloom comes from left field to play second base. I'm trying to figure out who that is out in left field right now. Nolan Schwent moves from right to left field, so that gets solved. But the new mystery on our hands is who is out in right field for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Let's see, it's a lefty and he's tall, so that is Aaron Doza. Aiden McGowan out in right field. First pitch, missing for a ball to Drew Forney, the leadoff hitter for the North County Raiders. They got the top third of the lineup coming to the plate here. 1-0. Missing low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. The umpire's been calling a bit of a tight strike zone in this game, but he's been calling that for both sides, so it's been fair. Count is 2-0. Tyler Bloom shrugs his shoulders, kicks and fires, and this one is hit hard into right field. Moving to his left is McGowan. He makes the grab to record the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Not much you can do if you're Drew Forney. He hit it well, just pretty much right at Aiden McGowan. So with one away, that'll bring Bradley Smith to the plate. Day is done on the mound for Aiden McGowan. Faced six batters over two innings of work, or seven batters, excuse me. Struck out one, no walks, no hits, no errors, no earned runs. First pitch misses for a ball. The second one is right down the pipe for a strike. After Briley Smith, it'll be Colton Foreman, who, technically speaking, did not start this game. The 1-1. Sliced foul and out of play. Technically, Nick Parker got the start in center field for the North County Raiders. He then was subbed out in favor of Colton Foreman, who went to go play shortstop. Then they moved Briley Smith from shortstop to center field. Following the foul ball, it's a 1-2 count. The pitch looped into left field. Nolan Schwent backs up. Now takes a few steps forward and makes the out, two away in the bottom of the sixth. So that'll bring Colton Foreman to the plate. KP looking to get the North County offense going. As following a six-run top of the sixth inning from the Valley Catholic Warriors, North County really found themselves in a hole. Timeout called at the plate by Colton Foreman as Tyler Bloom on the mound, taking a little much too much time for his liking. Remaining set all the way through the timeout, though, is Tyler Bloom. I don't think he's moved a muscle. Now he does as he gets into his motion and play resumes, and he fires a fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch popped up on the infield. Settling is Kellen Bloom. He calls off the shortstop, Chris Loida, makes the grab to record the final out. And that will do it for the North County Raiders. Their top of the order goes down in order. 1-2-3. Due up four, we went for the Valley Catholic Warriors when we return. It's Aaron Doza, Carter Roth, and Tyler Bloom. You're listening to High School Baseball on AM 800 KREI. Valley leads 8-1.
Hey, we've got Big Steve on the line at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Steve, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
That's right. Spring is finally here. They got the nice weather. We also have great deals on side-by-sides, motorcycles, lawnmowers, you name it. We've got great accessories and awesome parts department. If you need anything, give us a call at 573-756-7975.
On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington has it all.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Everybody's going home, pool is fun.
A family pool can be one of the best purchases ever. A pool is so much fun, brings the family together, but it does require attention. You've got to keep your water quality high. I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. Why not let us do the work? We know everything that needs to be done. We're experts at it. We're Home Pools and Spas, just south of Lennington Exit on the outer road by Better Bodies. Or go online at homepoolsandspas.net.
Welcome back to KREI Farmington. The first pitch dropped in there for a strike from Dawson Harper. Second pitch swung on a miss. They're going to check down to first. Not going around is Aaron Doza, the first baseman and nine hitter for the Valley Catholic Warriors. So the count goes to 1-1. And pitch number three misses for a ball. So back-to-back balls delivered by Dawson Harper. And the count now 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted high in the air, deep left field, but well out of play in foul territory. Might have made its way to the parking lot here at North County High School. That's how far it was hit by Doza. Count now evened up again, this time at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One hops to the plate. So the count is 3-2. Doza, the nine hitter, as I mentioned, for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Always key to get the nine hitter out in the order. You don't want to set the table for the top of the lineup. Foul back out of play. And the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. We're in the top of the seventh right now. North County would love to keep this just a 7-run game. And coming up in the bottom of the seventh, they'll send their cleanup hitter to the plate to get things started. Sean Pernell. Foul tipped into the mitt of Drew Forney. Down on strikes is Aaron Doza. So now with one away, Carter Roth digs in at the plate. And the first pitch to Roth. Misses low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-0 now the count. The 2-0 pitch upstairs missing for ball three. So now it's three balls and no strikes. One away here in the top of the seventh pitch. Ball four, taking his bases, Carter Roth. And that'll now bring Tyler Bloom, the man on the mound, to the plate for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Dawson Harper, the man on the mound for North County. He sets the chin, peeks over at first, and the pitch is a breaking ball dropped in for a strike. 0-1 the count. Roth takes a lead at first. A fair lead for him over there. And the pitch one hops to the plate. Trapping it is Drew Forney to keep Roth over at first. And the count now at 1-1. Harper takes a couple looks over at first base, sets and fires. Popped up, shallow outfield. Colton Foreman backs up, settles, makes the grab, and that is out number two. So with two away, Chris Loida will now come to the plate. And on the day so far for Loida, he has a walk, a double, a strikeout, and reached safely on an error in his most recent at-bat. First pitch he sees, he chops foul. Just pulling it down the third base line a little too much. And the count goes to 0-1. Pitch in the dirt for a ball. Gets away from the catcher, Drew Forney. He thought it went behind him. Instead, it skipped a few feet in front of him, landing right in between the mound and home plate, and advancing to second is Carter Roth. It's a tough one to call whether or not it's a wild pitch or a pass ball. Hit hard on the ground, and that'll scooch through on the left side for a base hit. They're going to send the runner all the way around home. The throw will deflect off of Carter Roth down the third base line, get away from the catcher Drew Forney. So advancing to second on the throw is Chris Loida. He has an RBI single, and it's now a 9-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Roth has some speed. He's the leadoff hitter for the Valley Catholic Warriors and the center fielder for a reason. And he showed it there as he was able to beat that ball to home plate. In fact, beat it down the third base line. It deflected off of him. First pitch to Jacob Beezer, lifted into right field. Pruneau backs up, now coming on. Makes the grab to record the out and end the inning, but the Valley Catholic Warriors extend their run, their lead even further by a run. And now lead 9-1. Heading to the bottom of the seventh, North County has a last chance to come back in this one. They'll send Sean Pruneau, Carson Kikek, and Eli Claywell looking to come back here on Senior Day on AM 800 KRVI.
So you've made the decision to get new furniture for the house. Now the question is where to go? My name's Mark Toady, and I'm here to tell you that you can't go wrong by shopping at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. The selection is great, the prices are awesome, and Chris and Jamie, well, they're the best. One of the best decisions I ever made in terms of outfitting my house was to shop at Patsy's. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes time for more furniture, that's where I plan on going again. Like I said, I do love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. Give them a try. So will you.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
We enter the bottom of the seventh inning here on AM 800 KREI. Sean Malone here with you, with Kennedy Lira back in the studio and Sean Wynn producing as well. It is a 9-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders as both these teams look to get ready with districts right around the corner. And it will be Sean Pruneau to lead things off. A cleanup hitter for the North County Raiders. After Pruneau, Carson Kekek, Eli Claywell, and if we get any further than that, and the Valley Catholic or the North County Raiders want to come back in this one, we will have to get further than that. Tucker Smith, Cole Ziegler, and Dawson Harper. First pitch is taken for a strike. And coming back in from left field on the mound is Aiden McGowan. The 0-1. Breaking ball, missing for a ball. Count is evened up at one apiece. McGowan did a good job facing the three lefties in the middle of the order for the North County Raiders. This one hit into deep right field. Backing up is Chase Dunlap, and he makes the out to record the play. That one was hit a mile high as well. Pruneau getting a little underneath that one. And that could be Sean Pruneau's final game here at North County High School. That'll bring Carson Kekek to the plate with one away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch to Kekek takes a breaking ball that's dropped in by Aiden McGowan for a strike. So the day not quite done on Aiden McGowan from the one inning he pitched earlier. Came in to face the same three batters right in the middle of the lineup, three lefties for the North County Raiders. He drops in another strike that Carson Kekek just looks at. 0-2 now the count. One away. McGowan kicks and fires the 0-2. Fought off foul, well out of play behind the visitor's dugout on the third base side, and the count remains 0-2. Nice piece of hitting right there. Although it wasn't in play, it's still considered good hitting for Carson Kekek, fighting off something that is questionable foul to stay alive and keep the count 0-2. He chokes up on the bat. The 0-2 pitch holds up on his swing. That one is low and away. One hops to the backstop. The count remains, or count now moves to one ball and two strikes. Eli Claywell, another lefty on deck. The lefty McGowan kicks and fires. The 1-2 skips to the plate, and the count is 2-2. Still just one out here in the bottom of the seventh. If the North County Raiders want to come back in this one, they got to put an eighth spot up on the board here in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-2. Sliced off foul and out of play. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. One away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 9-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders. Aiden McGowan back on the mound. The 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball that gets roped into center field. It'll drop for a base hit. Two hops its way to the center fielder, Carter Roth, and Carson Kekek has a hit against Aiden McGowan. So that'll bring Eli Claywell to the plate. And on deck is a batter getting ready to bat in place of Tucker Smith. It is Cody Hubbard. So he's the man on deck hoping to get a chance to bat here. Eli Claywell will have to avoid a double play for that to happen. Pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Middle infield for the Valley Catholic Warriors is playing for the double play. They're at double play depth right now. Third base is in a little bit, and Jacob Beeser. Pitch misses inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. And over at first base, Aaron Doza holding the runner on. Aiden McGowan sets, stares down the runner at first in Carson Kekek, and fires in a ball that misses low. count now 3-0. Eli Claywell, a chance to work a walk here. That'll be 2 on for North County. The 3-0. And he stares at the first strike that clips the corner. And the count now 3-1. If Eli Claywell is able to avoid a double play and Cody Hubbard comes to the plate, if we get any further than that, as this one is fouled off, it'll be Cole Ziegler, Dawson Harper, then the top of the order for the North County Raiders. It's the fastball that was fouled off by Eli Claywell, so the count slides full at 3-2 with one away. Carson Kiekek with a strong lead over at first base. Now he inches back, now back towards second again. Pitch low in the zone, but it's going to drop into shallow left center field for a base hit. Nolan Trent comes on to scoop it up. That'll keep Kiekek at second base, but it's back-to-back singles for the North County Raiders. Perhaps getting something going here. So that'll bring Cody Hubbard to the plate. Aiden McGowan will set. And now he's going to step off the mound. Not looking at second or first when he does so. So I don't know, maybe he just wasn't comfortable with something on the mound there. Smart move to step off as opposed to maybe perhaps committing a balk. Pitch. Missing low for a ball. And the count is 1-0. Kiekek leads at second. Eli Claywell at first, one away as the North County Raiders try to come back on senior day. They're down by 8 here in the bottom of inning number 7. McGowan steps off again. Now he digs back in. The 1-0 missing high and upstairs. 2-0 now the count. Two balls, no strikes. McGowan sets. 2-0. Low and inside, but clips the strike zone for a strike, and the count now goes to 2-1. Cody Hubbard was 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored last time these two teams faced off on Saturday. That one misses upstairs for a ball, so the count now 3-1. Time called by the home plate umpire as they check the scoreboard out in center field and correct it. We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors while they do so, including the YMCA of Jefferson County and Unica Bank in Farmington, Deloge, Bismarck, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi, as a walk is worked by Cody Hubbard. And now the bases are loaded for Cole Ziegler. And this is some real trouble here if you're the Valley Catholic Warriors. Bases loaded, one out. Got the 8 hitter up in Cole Ziegler. You do not want to let the top of the order come to the plate here for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Pitch missing low for a ball. 1-0 the count. So falling behind early is Aiden McGowan. Got the first out against Sean Pernot, but everyone else has been able to reach safely against him here in his second appearance of the game in the bottom of the 7th inning. Carson Kiekek reached on a single to right field. Eli Claywell a single to left center field. Cody Hubbard just worked a walk. Pitch misses low for ball 2. Bases are juiced. Nowhere to put Cole Ziegler if you throw him 2 more balls here. Kiekek on third. Claywell on second. Hubbard at first. The pitch misses low for ball 3. Now the count goes to 3-0. If I'm Cole Ziegler, I just leave the bat on the shoulder here. I don't swing at all on this next pitch. Probably not the pitch after it. And the 3-0. Low and outside. That's ball 4. Taking his bases, Cole Ziegler. A run comes home to score for the North County Raiders. Now they only have 7 runs to go if they want to come back in this one. A little bit at a time, and time is called. And head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Nathan Gegg, is going to come out. And I think he's going to send his catcher, Kyle Roth, to the mound. There's going to be a new pitcher for the Valley Catholic Warriors, so we'll step aside and tell you who it is on the backside of this break. This pitching change is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it. Go get dirty with them. It is a 9-2 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders, with North County threatening. Back after this on KREI.
Capayas Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capayas Heating and Cooling also services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capayas Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That number again is 756-1224.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So it is Kyle Roth who comes in from the catcher spot to be the new man on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Kyle Roth on the season, only making his second appearance. He's pitched two innings so far. Has a 1-0 record with that one appearance. And an ERA of 0. He's only allowed one hit so far on the season. So his pitching has been limited on the year so far. Aiden McGowan is not back out in the outfield, I don't believe. Trying to see the left fielder where McGowan went before. He's wearing a glove. And it's either Chase Dunlap behind the plate. Let's see. It could be Carter Hogg as well. The number is partially blocked by the catcher's gear, so it's a little hard from my perspective to figure it out. I do believe that is Chase Dunlap, though, who has come in to catch. Still going through his warm-up pitches is Kyle Roth. We'll take this as an opportunity to thank a couple of our sponsors, including Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington, New Era Bank of Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Monterre, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro. Nine-hitter coming up in the order for the North County Raiders in Dawson Harper, who, if they walk off here, Dawson Harper would give himself the win on the day, so I'm sure he would love that. First pitch to him. This is low for a ball. Pitch misses, and that's going to be ball two. 2-0 now the count. Pitch misses for a ball. Gets away from the catcher. And the count now 3-0. The 3-0 pitch misses low for ball four. And working a walk is the nine-hitter, Dawson Harper. That'll plate another run for North County. It's now 9-3. They've put up two runs, two of the eight they would need here in the bottom of the seventh. What a comeback this would be on Senior Day if they can pull it off. One away. Now the top of the order up to the plate for the North County Raiders. Forney takes a strike on the low outside corner. Pitch. This is for a ball. The North County Raider bench is on the edge of the dugout, making more noise than they have all game so far. The 1-1 upstairs for a ball. It's been a chill day for them pretty much so far, but definitely seeing an uptick in energy here. 2-1. Misses for a ball. 3-1 the count. Hit high in the air, shallow right field. Kellen Bloom backs up, makes the grab. Staying at third base is Cody Hubbard. So that'll be out number two. So that's actually Loida that's over at second base now. Playing shortstop now is Tyler Bloom, who comes back in. And I believe in left field is Kellen Bloom now, is back in there. Pitch. First one in there for a strike. Second one misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. And the 1-1 pitch. Tough pitch to lay off of there. It misses for a ball. And the count now 2-1. 2 balls and 1 strike for Briley Smith. It was the hero in the third place game with a go-ahead home run in the top of the seventh. Pitch in the dirt now, 3-1 the count. And again, the bench for the North County Raiders still making a lot of noise. Really want to get this out here because the next two batters are not easy. The pitch in there for a strike. That'll load things up at 3-2. With the bases loaded as well, North County down to their final strike. Runners take off the 3-2. It is fought off foul. Do it all again. Count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 away. Cody Hubbard on third, Cole Ziegler on second, Dawson Harper on first. A 9-3 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors over the North County Raiders. The 3-2. Breaking ball high and outside, misses for ball four. Taking his base is Briley Smith. That'll bring Colton Portman to the plate as coming in to score is Cody Hubbard. It's now 9-4. Valley Catholic still holding on to the lead. But we'll see for how long if they keep this up. So Colton Portman digs in. First pitch to KP is left upstairs for a ball. One to know the counts. Kyle Roth kicks and fires way upstairs that time, missing 4-2. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes with 2 outs here. And the pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 3-0 the count. Between Aiden McGowan and now Kyle Roth, these Valley Catholic Warrior pitchers have struggled with their location here in the bottom of the seventh. The 3-0 missing upstairs for a ball. And that will bring Sean Pernot back to the plate. North County Raiders have batted all the way around. And time will be called by head coach Nathan Gegg. He's going to come out to the mound and have a meeting with Kyle Roth. I don't know if he'd pull him here. Only needs to induce 1 out. But the bases are loaded. And now with that walk, coming in to score is Cole Ziegler. It's now a 9-5 game. And Sean Pernot went from being the first out here in the bottom of the seventh inning to now representing the game-tying run. And Sean Pernot can really tie this game up with one swing of the bat as well. He's got that offensive power in his bat. He is a dream teamer for the North County Raiders, the lone dream teamer for them last season. And in his senior season, Sean Pernot hitting .400 with a .537 on base percentage. He's worked 22 walks compared to only 10 strikeouts on the year. He's got 24 RBIs and 24 runs scored as well. Or excuse me, that's Colton Portman. He's got 22 RBIs and 16 runs scored. One home run, two triples, four doubles. The first pitch is a fastball right down the pipe that he stares at for a strike one. Fans on both sides making some noise now. The 0-1. Fought off foul, 0-2. North County Raiders once again down to their final strike here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kyle Roth, curious to see what he's going to throw here. Let's see if he throws something off the plate, gets Sean Pernod to chase. The 0-2. Lifted high in the air, but hooking foul and out of play on the third base side. So we'll do it all again. Count remains 0-2. Just a little out in front of that off-speed pitch is Sean Pernod. It was lower in the zone, too. The 0-2. Outside, missing for a ball. Count now 1-2. One and two the count with the bases loaded. The pitch to Sean Pernod. Popped up. Shallow right field. Loida comes on, makes the grab to record the out, and that will do it. So the bases are left stranded, and head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, Nathan Gegg, can sigh of relief. His team holds on and comes away with the 9-5 victory over the North County Raiders, despite the threat from the Raiders in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll step aside, and when we return, we'll have the postgame show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lennington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net. That's coming up on the backside of this break here on AM 800 KREI.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Clarissa, do you ever feel like it's a jungle around here? Like Jurassic Park or something?
Jason, what are you talking about now?
Well, think about it. Right now, the deals are so fierce. It's as wild as a jungle, and with the purchase of a Raptor Series Hustler mower, you get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge.
A whole extra year of warranty for no additional charge? Jason, that's just not fierce, it's savage. To the competition. And don't forget, right now, with the purchase of a Hustler Fast Track mower, you also get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge. And there's 0% financing available for 48 months.
Clarissa, that is savage. See us today at Fleet's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleet's.com.
Fleet's Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Welcome to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on AM 800 KREI. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lenington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net. Let's recap this game. It all started in the top of the first inning. One pitch into the game, Carter Roth roped a double into right center field to get things started. He then would advance to third on a wild pitch, and he would score on a Tyler Bloom 1-3 ground out. Then later on, we advance to the bottom half of the second inning. Sean Pernot would work a leadoff walk for the North County Raiders. He would steal second, advance to third on a wild pitch, and then he would score on a single from Carson Kekek. That would bring him home to tie the game up at 1-1. But then to the top of the third inning we go. It was the Valley Catholic Warriors striking back. With one out, Tyler Bloom would reach on an error. He would advance to third on a double from Chris Loida. And then eventually the bases would get loaded and a Nolan Schwent walk would plate Tyler Bloom, giving him the lead in the top, or giving the Valley Catholic Warriors the lead, in the top of the third inning by a score of 2-1. But then the game would be blown wide open in the sixth inning as the Valley Catholic Warriors would bat around and they would score quite a number of runs in that inning, six total, to extend their lead to 8-1. And then they would add one more run in the top of the seventh inning. In that top of the seventh inning, that run would come around and score on a single off the bat of Chris Loida. Loida advancing to second on the throw. That's the furthest he would go, though. But things got interesting in the bottom of the seventh inning from the North County Raiders. Carson Kekek with one away would work a single. That'd be followed up by an Eli Claywell single and then some patience at the plate from the North County Raiders. A walk would be worked by Cody Hubbard to load the bases and be followed up by Cole Ziegler working a walk as well. Dawson Harper would work a walk, so the last two walks would plate two runs for the North County Raiders, but that's all they would get. Drew Forney would be out on a flyout. Briley Smith would work a walk. Colton Poorman would work a walk as well. And then a flyout for Sean Pernot to second base would end the game, giving the Valley Catholic Warriors the final score of a 9-5 victory over the North County Raiders. There are some post-game festivities going on right now. I mentioned it was Senior Day, and it still is as they're doing the festivities after the game as opposed to before the game. So we do want to take a second to mention the seniors for this North County Raider team. There are nine of them total, each of which started this game and have had storied careers here for North County, including a district championship just 2 years ago when many of them were sophomores. You got Drew Forney, a catcher for the team. Bradley Smith, who plays center field. And Nick Parker, unable to play this year. You got Sean Pernot, who plays all over the place. Great hitter, great pitcher for the North County Raiders. He's certainly going to be missed, as all of them are. Carson Kekek plays in the corner infield spots. He'll be missed as well. Eli Claywell plays in the outfield. Did pitch a little bit in today's game. Tucker Smith has appeared in relief as well and has gotten some play in the infield. Jason McHeron for the North County Raiders. He started today's game on the mounds. He's also a senior that'll be graduating. And Dawson Harper, the ninth and final senior for the North County Raiders. Certainly makes things easy when your head coach Chris McLean, when you have nine seniors on senior day, because then you don't have to figure out, well, okay, who's going to be bounced from the lineup, who's going to get to play that's not a senior on senior day. But the bitter part of the bittersweetness of this is, you know, these are the last times, or one of the last times, you're going to have these guys. They do have districts coming up right around the corner, so they'll have them for quite a bit longer as the seniors are still being honored out at the field here at North County High School. But this is certainly a class that is going to be missed, a big class as well, nine baseball players. That's a tough class to try and replace for any team, let alone even a team the size of North County. We'll step aside and continue with more of the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on AM 800 KREI.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Hi, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We know that you're thinking of summertime and opening up your pool. At Home Pools and Spas, we can help. All this week, get Pool Life and Bakwasil chemical products for 20% off. It's the perfect way to start off pool season with discounts on chemicals. We will also be happy to open your pool for you and service it all year if you like. Find us on the Outer Service Road in Ludington.
When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Hey, fellas, welcome to Fleegs Equipment. What can I help you with?
Dad, over here, check out the Spartan mower.
Sorry, that's my son. We're here to find a new mower, one that my 14-year-old son can easily operate that won't break the bank, but leaves my lawn nicely manicured after he's done mowing.
Buy me this Spartan mower and I'd mow the lawn.
Son, my guess is that one's a little bit out of our price range.
Actually, that's a Spartan RZ. It performs like a commercial-grade mower with a residential price for lawns of all sizes. The RZ Pro is Spartan's most affordable option, and it's equipped with the standard features that make Spartan stand out from the rest, like the GT track for the best incline traction, easy touch brake system, the ergonomic cockpit, foot assist easy lift deck, our simplistic design for easy add-ons and maintenance, and the state-of-the-art push start instrument panel. Your son will mow like a pro his first time out. He'll be happy, and so will you.
I guess that settles it. We'll take it.
Fleegs Equipment, turning sons into mowing pros, one dad at a time. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Jen, Lennington, and online at Fleegs.com.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your locally owned, the UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, the UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember the UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's the UPS Store in Festus.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome back to AM 800 KREI. It's the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Sean Malone here with you with Kennedy Lira back in the studio and Sean Wynn helping produce as well. So let's take a look at how we got to this 9-5 final score on the stats side of things. Only four hits for the North County Raiders in this game. They also commit, at least by my scoring, four errors. Those four hits all coming from Carson Kiekek and Eli Claywell, who had two apiece. One RBI for Carson Kiekek on the game, an RBI for Briley Smith and Colton Poorman on the game as well. And Cole Ziegler and Dawson Harper did have an RBI. Walks were worked by Dawson Harper, Cole Ziegler, Cody Hubbard, Sean Pruneau, Briley Smith, and Colton Poorman to give them a six total on the game. Meanwhile, for the Valley Catholic Warriors, they had nine hits on the game to give them nine runs up on the board, and those hits are pretty well spread out. Carter Roth had a pair of them. Tyler Bloom had one. Loida also had two hits himself. Jacob Beeser went 1-for-3 in this game, working a pair of walks. Kyle Roth also had a hit in four at-bats. Nolan Schwent went 1-for-3 in this game, and Kellen Bloom went 1-for-3 as well. RBIs were plated by Loida, who had three in this game. Tyler Bloom had one, and Nolan Schwent had two. So six RBIs, or six of the nine runs, were batted in by the Valley Catholic Warriors. On the pitching side of things, stat-wise, as the seniors still being honored here for Senior Day, taking some photos. Jeremy Huron got the start for the North County Raiders. He is registered with the loss as well. He worked three innings, two runs, one of which was earned. Two hits. He walked five and struck out one. Eli Claywell pitched 2 2/3. Then after him, he allowed five hits, five runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. And Dawson Harper came in to finish out the game for North County. He allowed two runs off of two hits, one walk, and one strikeout. Meanwhile, for the Valley Catholic Warriors, Carter Roth got things started on the mound. He went three innings strong, picking up the victory. He allowed one run, which was earned, walked once, and struck out one over the three innings that he pitched. Aiden McGowan came in to pitch an inning. He would then finish out the game, or almost finish out the game as well. He pitched 2 1/3 total in both his appearances. 4 earned runs. He allowed 2 hits, walked 2, and he struck out 1 as well. Tyler Bloom pitched 1 inning of work. Nothing much to show for, though. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. And Kyle Roth finished out the game. He did issue 3 walks throughout his appearances, but was able to record the final 2 outs and end the game. Nothing else besides that. No runs earned, no hits, and no strikeouts for Kyle Roth. Once again, the winning pitcher is Kyle Roth, while the while the losing pitcher, Jared Mahirin. We'll step aside, and when we return, continue the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Don't forget, we still have to get to the drive of the game brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, and the player of the game brought to you by Unico Bank. That's coming up when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Hey, Mayday, Mayday, hey, Mayday.
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Hey.
Hey what?
No, Clarissa, hey, like num num for cows, kind of hey.
I'm sure the cows down the road have no interest in saying hey to you.
Listen, Dirt Diva.
Easy, Jason, only kidding. I know what you mean. Hey, like the kind of stuff you may need, your baler and equipment tuned up to bale?
Exactly, like the kind of hay you may need a new Vermeer baler to roll up and get it out of the windrows with. Or, like the kind of hay you may need a new Case IH tractor to pull the Vermeer baler, rake, or your new Case IH MoCo with. Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the outer service road of Lettington. We are your hay equipment headquarters. Come see us today and come say hey!
Hey. Fleeg's Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
It's the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on AM 800 KREI. And joining us now is head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Chris McLean. And Coach McLean, I know it was senior day, so you weren't taking it 100% seriously, especially since districts are already set up. You want to make sure your arms are fresh, most certainly, for that. But not the, I guess you could say, the cleanest of games for you guys. A couple of mistakes made in the field. There were some pitches out of the zone that you guys swung at as well. How would you rate the performance for your team?
We could have been better today. I guess I'll put it that way. We strike zone discipline today wasn't like I would like it. But, I say this again, that's baseball. Sometimes you come out and sometimes you don't have it that day. But right now, it's that time of year where we need to start putting things together. And we will. I mean, we got a big game tomorrow against Soxton. And then, if you throw all the cards out of the deck and you go play Saturday in your district tournament. So, like to have seen a little better performance today, but not down on the guys at all. We're going to go out tomorrow and get right back at it and get ready for districts.
Is there almost a silver lining to having a bit of a sloppy performance like this just before districts come around so that way you can get it out of the way and get your team focused?
Not really. I mean, I don't, especially this close to the year, we want to start progressing and not regressing, and I don't think we're regressing at all, but anything positive that we can see this late in the season is always a great thing, and we just got to come out tomorrow and play the kind of baseball that we know we can play. Little disappointed in the way we played today, but not overly worried about that. I mean, we got to come out tomorrow and get right back at it and go down to Soxton and play a quality baseball game.
It's got to help to feel confident in your team bouncing back when you've got 9 seniors that you can turn to. Senior Day festivities just wrapped up. Talk about the senior class, what they mean to the program.
Senior class it means a whole lot to our program. Most of these guys have been starting for the past 3 years now, and they've done played a huge role in putting our program really back where we want it to be. These guys have played outstanding baseball since they've been here, and most importantly, they've been just great young men to have around. They're great academically, never have to worry about any of that. They always do the right thing, and We got a great group of seniors, and that always makes our job as coaches a lot easier when you got a great group of young men to be around every day.
Is it nice being a baseball coach for days like Senior Day, because this is the last time they're playing, you know, at home all together, as opposed to, okay, they got another sport that they're going to go to in just a few weeks from now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably hits home a little bit more. You know, there's not, you know, the next sports season they go into where there's another Senior Day, but, you know, hopefully, I don't know how the how it rolls around. I remember 2 years ago we were supposed to host Notre Dame here, so hopefully we can go have a good showing in district tournament and, you know, do everything we can do to get them another game back here if that's where it ends up. But we'll see what we can do, and, you know, hopefully these guys, we bounce back tomorrow and come back out and play a solid baseball game, and I think we'll do that.
And you got the JV team warming up right now, but it looks like you guys are going to be hanging out here for a little bit longer as you got some food to celebrate Senior Day as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen any food, but I'm hungry and ready to go grab me some. You know, it's a long day, days like today, but, you know, very much deserving for these young men to come out here and, you know, just to show what they've done for us the past 3 years, and to highlight that today is a great thing, and we appreciate these guys for all they've done.
I'll give you one final question then before I let you go enjoy some of that food. You got Sykeston and then the district tournament coming up where you're already set to face off against Potosi. Give us a preview of Sykeston and Potosi as well, if you can.
Tomorrow, I think we're going to go Cody Hubbard on the mound. Defensively, we'll be back to a little bit of normal swing of things. So, you know, we need to get Sean an inning or so tomorrow, get him about 20, 25 pitches.
Kind of like a bullpen session?
Yeah, bullpen session tomorrow. We'll try to run some other guys out there tomorrow at him. I don't know how many pitches Dawson Harper threw today, but he probably got his bullpen in today. But we got three or four arms we'll throw tomorrow and make sure we get anybody that needs a pin in that's going to go. I think Colton can probably go again tomorrow, but he was up at a high pitch count the other day. So we might get him, you know, 15 or 20 in. He's the type of guy that likes to throw as much as he can. But, you know, we'll go out, suit up, and throw our guys at him and see what we can do tomorrow. Saxon's going to be a quality ball club. I think they got the number one seed down there in their district, so we got to come ready to play.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
We'll see you at districts.
It.
That is head coach Chris McLean of the North County Raiders joining us here on the postgame show on AM 800 KREI, brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. We'll step aside and continue with more of the postgame after this on AM 800 KREI.
He's back. Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Hey, Clarissa, do you ever feel like it's a jungle around here? Like Jurassic Park or something?
Jason, what are you talking about now?
Well, think about it. Right now, the deals are so fierce. It's as wild as a jungle, and with the purchase of a Raptor Series Hustler mower, you get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge.
A whole extra year of warranty for no additional charge? Jason, that's just not fierce, it's savage. To the competition. And don't forget, right now, with the purchase of a Hustler Fast Track mower, you also get an extra year's worth of warranty coverage at no additional charge. And there's 0% financing available for 48 months.
Clarissa, that is savage. See us today at Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington today. They're located next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on AM 800 KREI. We're now joined by Nathan Gegg, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. And Coach Gegg, congratulations on the victory. An impressive performance for you guys offensively. I mean, you guys really exploded in that 6-run, 6th inning, showing a lot of patience at the plate, too. Did you like what you saw from your team today?
I did. Overall, we saw some different arms from them. I thought we hit
a lot of balls hard, and I thought we laid off a lot of balls that are down in the zone that aren't strikes, and that was key for us. And then thought we played small ball really well in that big inning where we were trying to bunt, but Aaron Dozar, our nine hitter, lays off four straight pitches and gets a walk, and then our leadoff man Carter Roth bunts his way on. So I like seeing that we can kind of do multiple things there. But anytime you're playing North County, you're never out of the woods because their top of their order is really good. And actually, their whole lineup's really good. They take quality at bats. It got a little nervous there in the seventh, but that's all right.
How nervous were you in that seventh inning?
It's like we said after the game, we're all about having fun, and we just wanted to have some fun there in the seventh. No, I'm just kidding. It was a little nerve-wracking, but we'll take it, I guess we'll say.
A little nerve-wracking, but you were working some different pitchers in there. You did bring Aiden McGowan back in from the outfield to face the three lefties in the middle of the order. And then you put Kyle Roth in there, too, some pitchers who haven't gotten as much work for you guys this season.
Yeah, definitely not.
So is that something you attributed to, at least with Kyle Roth, inexperience? Aiden McGowan did pitch the other day for you guys a little bit, too, and even earlier in this game.
Right. Aiden's a very capable pitcher, especially against lefties. We feel like he can get any lefty out. And Kyle is a kid who came in again in a couple games this year and threw really well, actually. Down at Cape Notre Dame, he threw really well against Scott City and got a win.
Had two innings of shutout baseball from him there.
Right, exactly. So it was something we were fine with doing, and he's a calm, collected kid who doesn't get too rattled. And so I thought it was a decent spot for him, and he pulled through.
You wanted to go with a by-committee approach, and you got districts coming up around the corner now. Right. So are you guys going to have all fresh arms available for districts?
That's the plan, is kind of go roll into Saturday with a fresh slate and go with who we need to go with.
And Saturday you're facing off against Crystal City, correct?
Yes, sir.
Have you seen Crystal City yet this year?
I have not.
Okay.
I got a couple reports, and we'll go off of that. But, we're not going to play too loose or take any chances. That's the wrong time of year to do anything silly like that.
Especially in baseball. I mean, all it takes is just one mistake by a pitcher, and all of a sudden you can find yourself behind in a game, and, if the bats aren't there, it makes it interesting. A one game and you're out tournament like the state baseball tournament is.
I don't like the single elimination baseball tournaments. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem natural to me that your season can end in literally an hour. I've seen seasons end in little over an hour. It's crazy. But it kind of does make it fun in a way. There's a lot of pressure and high intense moments there in a 7-inning baseball game, and we've been fortunate enough to make a few runs here in the last couple of years, and I told our guys after the game we are capable if we play well we are capable.
You definitely got the offense and the pitching to do it as well, but what is one area of the game you feel like you guys really need to improve on if you do want to make another deep run?
I still think it's giving teams free bases. We did it again today. Mm-hmm. Walk, stolen base, pass ball, air. It's just if we can limit those. I know you're not going to – I get it. You're not going to play perfect, but I totally understand that. But if we can limit them – especially with men on base, limit them. We got potential to be right there with anybody.
As a coach, how do you work on that especially this late in the season? You got no more games left to play until districts now.
Well, that's the thing. We've won two games in a row here, but the only way that matters going into Saturday is if you have three great days of practice, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That layoff from Tuesday to Saturday, it can't be, all right, let's shut it off and then turn it back on Saturday. That is not going to go well. So we got to have three great practices. And that doesn't mean you have long, grueling, intense, crazy practices. It means you have short, crisp, high-intensity practices like a game. Like it's going to be, okay, I need an hour and a half of your focus right now, or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be. So we'll see. We'll see what we can do.
Coach? Thanks a lot for your
Thanks
time.
For
Congrats
the
on the victory.
Hey,
no problem. And best of luck to you guys moving forward.
Thank you.
That is head coach Nathan Gegg of the Valley Catholic Warriors joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on a KREI Farmington. I did mention that we got some awards to give away. We'll do just that with the drive of the game and player of the game. Drive of the game, I'm going to give that to Carter Roth, who got this game started with a leadoff double on the very first pitch that he saw. And that was the first run of the game for the Valley Catholic Warriors, setting the pace for them. He also would have another hit on the game. And and score two total runs, working a walk two. For the player of the game, I'm going to go with Chris Lloyda. Great performance for him at the plate. He went 2-for-4 with a run scored, 3 RBIs. He worked a walk, did strike out as well throughout his appearances on the day, but a great day all in all for Chris Lloyda at the plate. On behalf of Kennedy Lira and Sean Wynn producing back in the studio, I'm Sean Malone. Thank you for making us a part of your Tuesday afternoon into early Tuesday evening here as we cross through the 7 o'clock hour. Once again, final score, North County defeating, Valley Catholic defeating North County. My final score of 9-5. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, folks. Have a good one.
Hey, it's Mark Tody here from my friends Chris and Jamie at Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. And I was just thinking, if it wasn't for Patsy's Furniture, my house would be pretty darn empty. Just about everything I own, from the sofa to the love seat, the bedding, and all.